This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Oh, it's a bit of a boys' club in here.
Isn't it just?
Not with Beyonce. Not with Beyonce.
No.
But I'm telling you now, it's going to be an interesting show, Timothy.
Isn't it just?
Well, because someone, little co-host of the show decided to ring me 3:15 this afternoon.
Really?
And she's not feeling well.
Oh, she's a bit poorly, is she? She caught a case of the black lung.
The black lung.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, poor darling.
Now I would feel sorry for her. She works hard.
She does work hard.
Very busy job. And she's, you know, she had a comedy night on Friday night. She had Bogan Bingo that she had to host on Saturday night.
She'd be flat out for that.
And I would like to say that, you know, she's just run down from those two events and working all week and whatever, but someone might have had a couple of wines yesterday. Who knows?
Oh, well.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just...
be a worthy
not
reward.
Not confirmed.
Well, she should rest her pretty blonde hair.
Oh, well, she should. She may want to wash it while she's at home too. And give it some... Would it be time for some toning?
I think she's bought some of that shampoo.
She just... for all of you who don't know what the hell we're talking about, my sister has decided to pull the plug on the show this afternoon. She's not coming in.
No.
But we might ring her during the course of the show and see how Missy's going.
Yeah, I think that's a great move.
I think it is a great move. It is a boys' club in here. We've got yourself, your fine self.
That's
we've got
right.
Dame, our new producer, who is rocking at the moment. Can I just say, our Facebook page and Instagram and whatever have never been so active.
Haven't they? Instagram. We're on Instagram.
We've never been on Instagram.
No.
I didn't even know what Instagram was.
Do you know what the thing is on Instagram?
It's Murphy's Law Radio. Murphy's Law Radio.
Damien, help us out.
Murphy's Law Radio, isn't it?
Murphy's Law Radio.
Murphy's Law Radio.
Yeah, okay, and it's great. The same as our Facebook page, which has gone through the roof, skyrocketed.
Has it?
People from all over the globe are
the world.
Just embracing it. We are tech savvy.
We're not. Damo is.
But if you want to jump on and join the show this afternoon, and I'm going to come up with the topic of sisters who don't turn up for work, something like that. Or sisters that let you down?
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Yep.
What about that one? That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes.
Siblings that let you down. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. -1.
It is.
You know what? And what's that little emoji with the knuckles, the fingers closed, look like knuckles and just one finger up?
That middle one.
Is that the one?
Yeah.
Anna Murphy just sent me that.
How many?
I'm just the one. Five of those, actually. One for every nasty comment that I sent. She's at home. She's not joining us in the studio today.
Poorly.
So for all those people who were tuning in to hear Anna's traffic reports, apparently that's the most popular thing on the show.
I know.
Then you're going to be sorely disappointed. Talk about things which are awful. Apparently in Essex there was a cyclist who suffered a freak accident on Sunday.
Yes, he did.
Both his testicles ended up lodged in his anus. Now, Adam...
I love that.
Seriously, this is we are so highbrow on the show, it's ridiculous. Paramedics from Essex were able to treat the 31-year-old. His name's Nathan. We won't say his last name, just in case he's listening, streaming us live. They were able to send him home in a taxi. The witness said, I was at the top of the hill when I noticed that the cyclist in front of me was wearing Lycra that left very little to the imagination. He pulled into the middle of the lane and started to coast down the hill when all of a sudden he tried to swerve to miss a pothole. Unfortunately, too late, into the pothole, saddle threw him in the air. Impact was so strong, forced his entire scrotum into his anus. I think that is just so wonderful.
My thing is, this person's already called out how just riding along, there was something worthy of looking at.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, and then somehow that worthiness has ended
in
both.
Yes.
Inside.
Yes.
The anus.
Yes. It's creative. It's very creative.
I don't think I've heard of anything better in my life.
Well, where does he go from here? Because he's only ever going to be known for that, isn't it? Isn't he only ever going to be known as the man who lost his testicles in his anus?
In his anus.
Well, all the messages are flooding into Joy this afternoon after our first little story and people asking questions because it sounds like I didn't give him enough information about old Nathan from Essex who's, you know, got fallen in a pothole on his bike and his testicles ended up his bottom. So the story goes, for all those who are really interested, it just goes to show how many people aren't at work at the moment.
Yes.
Or have taken a break just to listen to this because apparently, lucky the paramedics were able to perform an improvise. I think they call it a tracheotomy.
I think that's right.
To prise the genitals away from the balloon knot area.
Now, I'm just going to, because I just Googled because I didn't know what a tracheotomy was, and it says an incision in the windpipe made to relieve an obstruction to breathing. Now, if they've gone that far up his anus, I'm concerned.
I'm concerned too. And it does say here... one of Nathan's cycling group people said one of our members had a lucky escape today when a motorist got within 20 feet of him and forced a dismount. We are lucky that the paramedics reached him quickly. Any further delay and there's no telling how much more of him would have ended up stuck up there. I love it.
So
it's a
good.
Bloody good story.
And I love that the area manager at a local store, I think a cycling desk, contacted the news article people and said, just so you know, we're now stocking pothole-proof saddles with testicle receptacles for £70.
Oh, £70.
What a bargain.
What a bargain. Love it.
Murphy's Law, where anything can happen and usually does. Joy 94.9.
Few technical problems. Like we're missing a co-host.
We are. We're down a person.
Oh, look, she's not well. And look, if you want to send in a message to Joy, to Anna Murphy, she's got a little migraine today. She's not feeling well. It'd be nice to get some listener feedback and support.
She loves a good...
She's not getting a lot from me.
No, you're not being very nice. I hope you're recovering, Anna, and I hope you're coming along well. We look forward to getting you back into the studio next week. It's been a big long weekend. You've been very busy.
Very busy.
Burning the midnight candle at both ends of the spectrum.
But as you do. And why shouldn't she?
Yes.
It's her year.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I want to make mention too that I've actually went to a movie yesterday. I know you guys love my movie reviews.
A movie review.
I'm not very good at them. I went and saw Mission Impossible. It's the new one, Fallout. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, right.
No, I love Tom Cruise. I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't care that he jumps on couches. I don't care that he's, you know, he's a Scientologist and he's pretty crazy. I love him.
You do love
him. I do love him.
I am not a fan.
He's good. He's great.
He's good.
So I went to see Mission Impossible and I've seen all of them.
Right.
So just give you a little rundown. Ethan Hunt is Tom Cruise. Ethan Hunt and the IMF team join forces with a CIA assassin called August Walker. Now, he's played by Henry Cavill.
Ooh, delicious.
Striking. Yes. Striking.
Superman. He was Superman.
And they join forces to prevent a disaster of epic proportions. Arms dealer John Lark and a group of terrorists known as the Apostles plan to use the plutonium cores for a simultaneous nuclear attack on the Vatican, Jerusalem and Mecca. When the weapons go missing, Ethan and his crew find themselves in a desperate race against time to prevent them from falling into the wrong hands. Now, it always seems brilliant, doesn't it?
Yes.
I've got your attention. You go, I want to buy a ticket to go and see this. That's what I did. Then I was sort of about halfway in the movie and I'm thinking to myself, just when I was thinking this, I had this look of like, I feel like I've done this all before. I looked at the screen and Tom Cruise actually looked like, do you know what? I feel like I've done this all before. He looked like, I don't want to go up a cliff. I don't want to be in a, I don't want to be in a helicopter crash.
I don't want to be chasing bad guys.
I want to be home on my couch with my dogs, my Scientology people.
Was that the mirror looking back at you?
Yes, it was actually. Yeah, and I got it. And his little frown and my little frown, just that's why we'd be perfect together. Yeah. But anyway, it's not a bad movie. Right, the movie's actually quite good. Seven and a half. I don't think it was bad. I just think we've got to that point where
how many have there been?
Well, how useless are the terrorists after all this period of time that no one's been able to blow the world up?
It's a bit like those Jurassic Park.
Seriously. He stopped a lot
of them. Yes. Yeah. It's a bit like those Jurassic Park movies. I think that they're a bit the first one, great. The second one, you know, here we are at number seven.
It's funny with these Jurassic Park though, because if you go back and you watch the old ones are way scarier than the new ones.
And the dinosaurs look hilarious.
Yeah, they look like cartoons.
Yeah, hilarious.
You know, and there's, and superimposed little, what's his name, Sam Neill, whatever his name is. You know, it's changed dramatically and I don't think they cut it.
I remember seeing a clip about this Mission Impossible.
This one,
where he broke his foot jumping across a building. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Ow.
Yes, hurty.
Ouch. Maybe that's why he wanted to take a seat.
He looks fit.
Does he?
Oh, Tom.
How old is he?
He'd have to be mid-50s. Yes, he would have to be mid-50s. I'll check that out for you. I'll get back to you on that one.
But
anyway,
know.
7.5 out of 10. All that's right. my movie review for the Monday afternoon. Thank you. Minus Anna Murphy, and the troops are rallying behind her. This one came through from Brad, who said, "You don't need to tell us. The listener, Anna, is unwell. We hear it each week on the radio show."
That is true. Yes, that's true.
Hey, listen, in the paper today, I don't read the Herald Sun much. There's a reason why. It's full of crap. But this struck me because you know how we're currently in a situation with the world where we have a barking lunatic who is the leader of the free world, Donald Trump. That's not going to even come close to what's about to happen. Kanye West.
Oh no!
Has just declared that he's going to run for the 2024 presidency.
Oh, now I am pretty sure that he was going to go for 2020.
There was talk of it, but he needs to prepare himself,
right?
Learn a few things between now and then. So he's decided 2024.
Brilliant.
Ah, you know it's going to happen, don't you? It will happen.
It's so good.
And I'm going to fly myself to Mars because I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
Well, you're an avid supporter of all these political.
Oh, look, I get into it. I seriously get into it. But I mean, I'm still crying over the fact that Hillary didn't get in.
Yeah,
and everyone thinks she's a crook, and maybe she is. I don't know, but she was lovely little old nana running the world. Would have been better than this.
I heard a prime minister. I have the best words was the quote, right? And it was, you know, like Churchill. Trump. Who do you think it was?
Trump.
Course. Idiot.
Yeah. If you want to see a cracker of a video, go on YouTube and he's trying to say anonymous. Now, I'm not great at it either, but when you're in a crowd of, you know, 20,000 people and it came out, it's really bad.
And the leader of the free world.
The leader of the free world, and he tries so hard, but he just doesn't get it right. But anyway, Kanye, that's the new one. Watch out, 2024.
Wow.
Coming at you. I've just come out. And I didn't know a lot of gay people. And so I thought, what's that little Melbourne marching boy thing? I'll go and introduce myself and go and meet some people. Little did I know that a couple of months later was going to be marching up Oxford Street in a pair of wings and a lap-lap.
And a teeny tiny pair of shorts.
And a teeny, lap-lap.
Yep.
Just a lap-lap.
Oh, it's just a little lap-lap. Cover.
Just a little cover. The worst thing about it is because I was a bit of a straight bogan. So I kind of got up there and realised, oh no, God, I don't have any shoes to wear for this thing, like runners. They're all in white runners. And all I had was black Blundstones. So there was me and angel wings and a lap-lap and black Blundstones and hairy legs. It was the most hairy-legged homo in that parade at the time.
I'm okay with that. That would have worked for me. That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes.
It's so funny to see you so unschooled about the gay community.
I had my training wheels on and I learnt a lot really quick.
I bet you did.
Didn't think I'd be running dance parties for lots of years.
Is there a picture somewhere?
No, that was way before social media and, you know, there's no evidence of me. I think there is one photo, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and I look mortified. I think I'm looking at my Blundstones thinking, I wish I hadn't worn those.
I should have painted them white.
White! Just got the liquid paper out. It's World Suicide Prevention Day today on September the 10th. There's a really good, I call it an article, from a lady named Melinda McDonald, and it's the 10 tips about suicide. And it's brilliant. If you get a chance to look it up online, fantastic. And we should make mention too that there are plenty of, if you're feeling flat, you're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, you're feeling that way inclined, there are so many services that you can go and call and just pick up the phone and ring someone. I think that's the most important. And personally, I've dealt with people who suffer from anxieties and depression and all that kind of stuff. And it makes all the difference if you can just pick up the phone and don't feel like you're burdening people. It's really important just to have that connection and just do it. Just ring someone.
Absolutely. I definitely agree.
Yeah, just Google it. Melinda McDonald. It's a really good article. It's a really, really good article. Oh, and if you need help, here's the number. I found the Lifeline number. It is 131114. So 13, 11, 14. Anyone happen to watch Serena Williams and the whole debacle?
Now, I watched the first
You're a tennis set. Cause
I
you're
am.
A tennis
this is
person.
My, this is my thing and I haven't seen it. Isn't that terrible? I saw the first set.
Oh, right, okay. You didn't watch it.
No, I've seen it on the news and then I got some clarity from a friend today. Okay, so what's your thoughts?
I'd like to know people's opinion about it because
me too.
I'm caught between she went on about how she wasn't cheating and then went on this big rampage about, you know, I'm not a cheater. You need to apologise. You need to this, whatever. Made a huge spectacle of herself. But the coach said, afterwards, yeah, I was giving hand signals. So you were kind of doing it. Yeah. So you were not well, that she was cheating. He was doing it.
Correct. But she states that she didn't see him.
Oh,
I mean, look, how can you prove what someone else sees? You can't. But the problem was, though, from my understanding, now, like I said, I didn't see it. I've only been told, I asked a good friend about it today. That particular instance of being cheating wasn't that big. It was more so later that she then blew up after smashing her racket.
Did she go? Oh, that was afterwards.
Yeah, she smashed her racket. Wow. She copped a point penalty for smashing the racket, which is very common. That happens quite often.
Right.
But then because she then had another crack at him and called him a liar and a thief because he stole a point from her, that he then deducted again.
I know. And poor little Naomi Osaka.
Bless
she's
her.
The first major win.
Yeah.
And has just been overshadowed by Serena. Yeah. So she stole the limelight.
And the bummer for me, I'm a big Serena fan, but this isn't the first time. She's done this before.
She has.
And she knows. She's been in this. She's been in Grand Slam finals millions of times before. You just think that she should have had a bit of smarts about
it. Totally. Well, in 2009 in the semi-final, she belittled some line woman saying, if I could, I would take this niffin ball and shove it niffin down your throat.
Oh, it's brutal. Watch that. In those words.
And then she was docked. In 2011, she abused an umpire who docked her a point.
Yep.
Said to her, if you ever see me walking down the hallway, look the other way.
Yeah.
She's kind of gangster rap, isn't she? And she's kind of gangster Serena.
Let's face it. She would cut a very intimidating figure.
Oh,
right? Like no matter where you are.
Very intimidating. Yeah. I would not look at her in a dark alley.
No.
No. I would turn the other way. I would run.
Yeah.
I'm running now.
She'll run faster.
See, the other night I was coaching these, my 11-year-old kids, and I had a little squad kids, smart asses.
Devil spawn. Yeah.
Normally they call me Grandpa. The week before it was like, do you dye your hair? And I said, yes, because you've turned to grey, because you're all nightmares. And then last week, this little girl named Kylie. Kylie is just a little ball of energy, little chubby cheeks. And she comes up and she goes, you know what, Dino, she's called me. Dino, you're a dinosaur, Dino. And I'm like, oh, you're pushing the boundaries. Like, seriously, Dino the dinosaur.
And there's not a lot of discipline that you can provide as a
diving coach. What are you going to do to them? Like, seriously.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't want to crush their dreams of being Olympic champions. I will.
Oh, you will.
The reason I bring up that
is
because Cher must feel like that all the time. You know, Cher the dinosaur, you know. And she's not. She's beautiful. I saw her on Ellen today. She looks amazing. Look, she's had work. No one at 72 looks like that without work. But good job.
Yes.
Great job.
Whoever a surgeon is, hats off.
Mind you, in Mamma Mia, she doesn't move those lips. She
can't really.
We have a Cher ticket to give away right now. Phones are going to go crazy because the way we're giving them away is brilliant. We're not looking for a Cher song.
No.
A Cher, favourite Cher moment.
Pish posh.
But that's rubbish. We're looking for how far would you go for Cher tickets?
Mm.
We want you to dive into your naughty side. It's a clean program. We need you to just explore other elements of yourself.
Impress us. How
far would you go for Cher tickets? I know what I'd do for it.
What would you
do? Can't talk about it on air. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon. Mine is Anna Murphy, who's not feeling well, down in the dumps.
Shut down by a migraine.
Sucked in. She's missed out on some of the best comments from people ever on our show because we're giving away Cher tickets and the topic is, how far would you go for Cher tickets? And this one from Ange says, I would provide you and Anna with a lovely afternoon tea, polish your shoes and clean your glasses while you entertain us on Joy. This one also came through and said, I would stay awake for 72 hours non-stop listening to Cher music.
Oof.
Ooh, that's Chinese torture, isn't it?
Yeah, that's dedicated.
This one says, happy Monday, Dean and Tim. I'd bottom for Cher, just for the tickets.
I reckon she'd top you too.
Yes, probably. This one says, hey, 3-1, Murphy. For Cher tickets, I would strip down naked and run down Bourke Street, the Bourke Street Mall. That's from Ron.
Oh, Ron,
God,
it's a shame
bless
that we're
you, Ron.
Not in the studio that looks out onto Bourke Street.
Yeah, that's it. But we might take you up on that. Yeah. How far would you go for share tickets. This one from Ange said, I would go to the moon and back for share tickets. This one said, giving up barracking for Richmond and join the Murphys at Collingwood, that would be really hard.
Wow, that's dedication. Gavin.
That is dedication, yeah. Isn't it, you traitor? Justin says, how far would I go for share tickets? I would call in sick for my radio show pretending to have a migraine and then enter the comp as Anna's no relation. Yeah, you're in her bad books. I would do an interpretive dance in Bourke Street Mall to shares if I could turn back time. That's from Ange.
I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. Yeah, and the guy running naked. Maybe we could give a few tickets away and just have all the Bourke Street people.
Yeah, like a street show.
A street show. Very special guest in. Very special. Lots of special guests in, actually. We've got Hal Child here. And we've got Pauline Hanson.
Hi.
We've got Tony Abbott.
G'day.
Oh, we've got them all in. It's a remarkable. How we've got enough mics for them all as well. Hal Child is a queer, non-binary, satirical comedian, comic poet and visual artist who is staging a kick-ass show at this year's Melbourne Fringe. It's called A Comedy of Terrors. It's going to be huge. It's on September 18th. Originally from Perth, Hal Child is a character comedian with a talent for miming other people. Bit like Anna Murphy.
Yeah, it's quite a list. What a repertoire that you've got.
It is, absolutely. Hal Child, welcome to Joy.
Thank you.
Clap, please.
Yay!
Yeah, trumpets and claps. Oh, thanks, Pauline.
Oh, I like it.
I love the fact that Pauline has joined us. There's so much I want to ask you, Pauline, but I'm going to ask Hal Child a few questions about the show
first. Ask me first.
Comedy of Terrors, what kind of a show are we expecting?
Well, now I want to answer that.
Oh, here she goes.
It's going to be lots of terror.
Yeah, great.
You know, I mean, this is the age of terror and the war on brain cells. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be great.
I love it, Pauline. Thank
you. We're fighting terror with this show.
You're always fighting something, aren't you? Yes. And the characters you'll be playing, obviously, Pauline, and you've got Tony. Is there any other characters?
We've got live, satellite coverage. We've got satellite appearance by the Queen.
Oh, fabulous.
The Queen of England.
Amazing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. And there's going to be a satellite appearance by US President Donald Blimp.
I'm so excited. You know what? Some of my favourite characters are going to be there.
And there'll be a surprise character as well. I can't reveal that
to
Pauline.
You've got to.
No, she's not supposed to know. I'm launching her new book.
Oh, of course you are.
And live by satellite.
Fabulous. Haven't you and Pauline scandals. Had a bit of a rendezvous?
My lips are sealed. Oh,
they weren't on that night, were they?
Oh, no. Yes, Tony's flag gets around.
I'm sure it does.
Flag. We're going to talk about that flag.
Yes, I think, Hal Child, did they actually, was my memory serves me rightly, didn't the, your two guests, other guests here, didn't they end up in an inn? Were they rolling around on
Well, we're not allowed to, or, you know, it's all.
It was in the flag, wasn't it? A little bit like Bill Clinton. There's still marks on it, isn't there?
Well, we'll find out on the night how bad the marks are. It's awful. I don't like it.
Yeah, but you liked it on the night, Pauline.
No, we never did. We never did.
Now listen, are you taking the Hal Child? Are you taking the show on tour?
Yes, we're hoping to.
Whereabouts are you going
to
take it to?
Well, we hope to take it to Sydney and maybe Brisbane, and we'll see where we go for there.
How long have you been?
And around Melbourne.
Around Melbourne. How long have you been doing all this?
Quite a long time, but I've been doing it in Perth. Like I've been doing it at least 15 odd years, more than that. But it's
because Anna Murphy, if she's here, she'd be interrogating you because this is her first Fringe festival. Is there any little tips that you can give her so she can get through the whole thing? Because she's doing my head in. She's nervous. She's breaking out in balls of sweat. She hasn't turned up today. She hasn't slept.
Oh, look, I just hit the bundy. And that's what I do. I'll be hitting the bundy on the night.
I think that's what she did too, just quietly. And this
bundy's
is why she's
great.
Here.
Look, bundy's high in vitamin B because it's made from molasses. And that's what you lose when you drink. So we Queenslanders, you know, but the best part is we have a special drink. It's like the mezcal. You get a bundy. A tin of Bundy and you pop in a cane toad.
Oh,
it's
I like
just
that.
Like the mezcal, only the effects are permanent. And that's why we Queenslanders are so special.
What's your opinion of Scott Morrison?
Oh, look, he's awful. I mean, look, he wants migrants. He's a backflipper. That's why he backflipped. He was stopping the boats. Now he wants them to come in. You know, it's. I don't like it.
Well,
I mean, no, but Scott is hard on gender whisperers.
Oh, yes, he is. He is indeed.
And he loves coal.
He loves God.
He loves God too, but he loves coal. But he loves coal in a special way.
Oh, does he?
He takes coal everywhere, lump of coal. He even takes it to bed.
Oh.
Yep, it's a special coal with a hole.
No.
It is. It's his inflatable coal. He loves coal. And, you know, there's lots of jobs in coal. There's at least six or seven jobs. And loads of jobs for robots,
because it's all automated.
It's great.
Well, I can't wait to see this show. Whereabouts is it taking place again? What venue, Hellchild?
It's at the Loop Bar.
At the Loop Bar. Where is the Loop Bar again?
The Loop Bar is in the CBD. It's on Burke's, just on a little alleyway called Myers Lane, just off Burke Street, and it's right near Parliament.
I know
so
where it is.
So you just walk down a few metres and you're right there, and it's really funky bar.
So the actual Fringe Festival starts on the 13th, which is Thursday. You're on the 18th.
Tuesday the 18th.
8 p.m. it starts sharp?
Yep. And it finishes in an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow. I can't wait. I'm going.
Good.
You've
great.
Got me on the seat.
Oh.
Just because you've got, like, if you do Donald Trump, then I'm going to love you forever.
Catter will also be making an appearance.
Oh, fabulous.
Pauline's she's just dropped out for a minute.
Yeah.
So we
can, yeah, good.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
No, she doesn't know.
Oh, good.
It's my surprise guest to actually launch the book.
Oh, good on you, Tony. I love a bit of Tony. You can see Hellchild. You can see all the characters on September 18th, 8 p.m. sharp. If you want tickets, you just have to jump onto melbournefringefestival.com.au. Hellchild, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Okay,
cheers,
see you
mate.
Later. Bye. Do you think that Anna Murphy took the day off the show because it's so busy and there's so many other interviews and the focus wasn't all about her?
Absolutely. I don't think I've seen so many people come in and out of the studio.
So much traffic at all. And we've got another one coming around the corner too. But before we do, we should make mention for share tickets. Mm. This one came through from Shelley, who said, "Dear Murphy's analysts, I'd offer my firstborn child for share tickets. You might be waiting a while."
Oh, I was going to say,
like,
I'm not
never. This one from Marcello said, "I would be happy to wear the infamous black sheer stocking and leather outfit from If I Could Turn Back Time to a concert, and happy to tuck as well."
Yes.
Ah,
well, you should.
You are in the draw. A bit of tucking. Hello for share. I would whip out my camel coloured. Obviously, thought it was going to be something else. Whip out my camel toe. Whip out my camel coloured corduroy safari suit. That's Andrew.
Ooh.
Wow, this is amazing. And Leah says, "Hey guys, on grand final day, I would do a nudie run across the oval during the game."
That's
amazing.
Been done though.
Oh.
Damien,
don't snub it. The thing is to make people feel good about themselves and their comments are coming in.
Do it in the
not
winter.
Like, "Oh, you loser, everyone else has sent one through. What are you doing? You've destroyed poor Leah. She's going to take her gear off. We've just shoved her back in the cupboard."
Sorry, Leah.
Maybe there's something bigger than the grand final. I don't know what it is.
Who knows? This is from Darren, who said, "I would go to hell and back to win share tickets."
Ooh.
From Carrum Downs? Don't do that.
I haven't been to Carrum Downs.
And
what's
then this
like
one came
there?
Through from Terry from Coburg. And said, "I would go to Coburg to win the shit." To win the shit.
Is that Helen back? Going from Carrum Downs to Coburg and back.
Yeah, and then this one came through from Neil that said, "I would go all the way with any bloke to win share tickets." So would I, quite frankly.
For share tickets or just...
Just because my time is running out on this earth, and the one you miss is the one you can't get back, and I'll take anything I can get at this point in time.
For Melbourne.
Meow, that's about as close to Anna Murphy as you're going to get.
It's pretty good though. I like it. Hi, rat bag. I would go to Frankston for share tickets. Oh, wait, I live in Frankston. I would slap a hater in the mouth for share tickets. That's Mark from Frankston. Good, violent. But
yes.
Good.
No, okay.
Think.
Right. Still in the draw.
This one came through. Membership, no name. I'd share my sex tapes, although that might be oversharing.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Get it? I get that. That's good. It was from Aaron. So I've outed you on TV. We're not on TV, radio. How far would I go? I just pulled after the car to write you a very quick poem. And the poem goes something like this.
Oh.
I should do it in shares. Gypsies, tramps and thieves, dark lady, shoop, and believe. I've loved Joy and Cher for so long as they both play a different kind of love song.
Oh, well,
I like that.
That's really good.
I like that.
I like how he's pulled over the car. probably on the Tullamarine, and now there's a traffic jam.
Yeah.
This one came through from Nick from Darlinghurst. Oh, an international guest. interstate guest.
There it is.
I would go from Sydney to Melbourne for share tickets, which is lucky because that's exactly what I'll have to do if
you
I win.
You will have to.
How far would you go for share tickets? That's all you got to. Betty sent through, I will massage Cher anytime she requests during her Australian tour. But she needs a little bit. She will need that,
she
won't
probably
she?
Will. It'd be strenuous workout.
Well, it's hard yards doing, what's she doing? 2.5 hours. She's 72. Getting up on, getting changed and up on those stairs.
The
and
thing, the, isn't it?
The flyer in, and when she's doing the pink routines as well. No, none of that.
I don't think she'll be hanging from anything.
We also had this message came through, which was lovely, actually. Hi, beautiful people. I'm off to Zanzibar Island tomorrow for a quiet holiday, 50th, sadly on my own. Well, you could have invited me. Love your show. I'm taking your lovely voices on my iHeartRadio and listening to Joy as I sip G&Ts on the island. Keep up the great work. Love you all. Miss Chanel.
Oh, thanks, Chanel.
Love that.
Have a great time away.
We have two very unique people in the studio with us, and I say unique because one of them is Anthony and the other one is Bear. Now,
what?
It's an unusual name. Bear, I could dive into it. We don't have the time to dissect how you got the name, but I love your parents already. I do. Where did it come from?
I think it's more like bear when a woman bears a child.
And then this
community just took it in a whole nother direction.
Wow, yeah. Good. So you guys are here. I don't know where to go with that.
Yeah. Leaving that there.
You guys are here because it's obviously spring fashion week.
No. We're at the start of spring now.
Yeah. Minus 18 are doing a fundraiser, which is taking place at Molly's Bar, which is great. Amazing.
Awesome venue.
Can you guys tell us what's it about?
Yeah, so I'm organising it as part of my Mr. Diamond Australia journey. I'm organising this fundraiser.
Hang on. So what's Mr. Diamond?
So this is a contest that I won back in April this year.
What did you have to do?
So it's a national, like a pageant.
Mm-hmm. Like a beauty pageant?
Pretty much. Similar format, but their focus, they're trying to change the rules. Their focus is not about looks. They have no height and weight restrictions. So they're welcoming everyone.
Great.
It's not a queer event. They're welcoming people from all backgrounds.
Awesome. Very inclusive.
Very inclusive from all ages, from the little minis, the six-year-olds. The six-year-olds are so cute.
So any age group.
There was a 50-year-old who won her category.
Don't you say that like it's a death wish. Like it's, can you imagine that? They're almost dead and they went in it.
But a big part of it is our fundraising and community involvement. We're judged on what we do for the community.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. That's really amazing. Good. So how did this thing come about, the spring fashion?
So I wanted to do something after I won Mr. Diamond. I'd been fundraising for Switchboard, and so I wanted to share the love. And Minus 18 was a big part of my journey of coming out. So
see, I missed that by about 25 years. Minus 18 is really important, and it's still going strong, yeah?
Yeah. Well, you know.
That's your cue, Bear. Don't hold back now, champ. Now, how many members do you have? How big is it?
Sure. Well, today we're across Australia. We just threw the first queer formal in Sydney this year.
Wow.
So we're in Sydney, Adelaide, and Melbourne physically, but digitally everywhere.
Yeah.
We've had 55,000 people come through Minus 18 since it started in 1998, which is huge.
It's probably one of the biggest gay organizations in Australia.
Absolutely. I mean, I think for the first time this year, we are the peak body for LGBTIQ youth in Australia.
So do you find that, do people come in, what age do they normally come in, Minus 18?
Sure. It's usually about 12 years old is the youngest that we get. Yeah. And like the most common age is probably more around 16.
Right. And so when you turn 18, mm-hmm. do you have like a ceremony to wave them all off? See ya. It's been
the real world.
That would be fantastic.
What about people say, no, I'm having fun. I want to come to one. No, you're 18. See ya. Is that how it happens?
I'll bring this up in next week's staff meeting.
All right. So how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, so you can go on to help out with Minus 18. Is that right?
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Good. Because I was thinking you've just broken all the rules.
No, I'm 22. I'm a head of innovation and business development at Minus 18.
Yeah, good.
And Anthony reached out to me earlier this year and has been planning this event for a couple months now, which we're really excited about.
I think it's good. I think I love a good fashion, sort of spring fashion thing. So you got prizes to give away?
We've got raffle prizes. Our biggest prize donated by my bosses at Buxton's, kindly. And we've got a gift voucher to Crown, $500 to spend at Crown Melbourne.
Oh, cool.
I wish I could win it, yes. And then we've got
you and me both.
We've got a couple of designers. Some of them are within the LGBT community, so they're going to be showcasing their amazing spring fashions.
Yeah.
And it's not your typical spring fashions they're bringing to the table. It's going to be really over the top, extravagant.
Yeah, good.
It's colourful, lots of florals.
What about your special guests? Who are your special guests? I noticed we didn't get asked. That's okay.
We've got Bear Cummings, our special guest.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah, what about some real celebrities?
Put your manners back in.
I'm just saying, like, we didn't get asked to do it. And maybe that was like, oh, yeah, we don't want them. You know, here's not what to do with your life. You should stay at school.
Well, we'd love to have you come.
Yeah, we can do it. I'm available. Let's do anything else.
We do have Holly from Molly's. Holly's going to be
Holly from Molly's.
Holly Day Night. So she's the drag queen.
Oh, right. Oh,
Holly
good.
From Molly's, yeah.
Yeah, good. Now, Molly's Bar, because Molly's, if you don't know it, it sits above Circuit Bar, and Chris and the boys down there do an amazing job.
Yes.
Which is remarkable because Molly's used to be the dry sauna part of Circuit, and now they serve food. I don't know. The two and two don't go hand in hand, I don't think.
I think it's an awesome venue, really.
Thanks for sharing.
I know, it's terrible. But listen, good luck with this. I think it's going to be great. So it's a $10
donation. $10
donation
to Minus 18 to come. And then we do have raffle tickets available to buy on the day.
Yep.
So it is happening in 2 weeks' time, Sunday the 23rd of September. So it's quite a relaxed afternoon vibe starting at 2 o'clock.
Sounds good. Starting at 2 o'clock and canapé, champagne on arrival.
Yeah.
Wow, he's gone all out.
Yeah.
Oh, and no, it raises money for Minus 18. It's not Minus 18 event.
No.
Oh, so anyone can go to
anyone
this?
Anyone can come.
Oh, I thought we were going to get knocked back. Yeah. Where's your ID? Where's your senior sits card?
Yeah. So it's fundraising for Minus 18, but anyone can come.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Awesome, boys. Thank you so much for coming in. It was short, sharp and sweet, but it's going to be a good day. So, and if you would like to come back and promote it just before, feel free.
Awesome.
All right? And so, Anna can deal with you this time. Now, Stefan from Melbourne said, forgot my membership number. Sorry. For share tickets, I would swallow my pride.
Oh,
close to the board. John from Frankston, he said, I would go as far as possible with Anna Murphy for tickets this year. How's that for jumping the fence?
Oh, you might need
love
to
you
ask
guys.
Her.
Timbo.
Yes, mate.
Damo, we have a winner.
Have we got a winner?
Yeah. Ooh. Can we have a little drum roll? The winner for the share tickets is going to Tim. Not you.
Not me.
Another Tim. Now, I'm... So he's from, where is he from? Brunswick. And he sent through, do you know where he pulled the car over on the side of the road and wrote a quick little poem? It went, gypsies, tramps and thieves, dark lady, shoop, shoop and believe. I've loved Joy and Cher for so long as they both play a different kind of love song.
Oh,
I love that.
Congratulations,
that's
Tim.
That's thought.
Thought?
Yeah.
And he didn't care about traffic, other people trying to get home at that time of the night. He's pulled the car over. You're going to share, Tim.
Congratulations.
And congratulations. That is red hot. And Joy's giving away tickets all this week.
Yeah.
All this week? Or the next 2 weeks? How does it work,
Demo? So I believe Drive Time and Breakfast have share tickets.
Yep.
And Daytime, we've got Kesha tickets.
Oh, so Thursday, when you're on air on Thursday morning.
Yeah, 9 to 12
you have
Thursday,
Kesha tickets.
I've got Kesha tickets.
How do I rig that?
Give away.
Can we rig that?
No. I don't believe so, no.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'm just asking.
You'd be off to share if we could rig it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, no, you
can't. Absolutely. Now, before we go, I should make mention, Anna Murphy was away today.
Yes.
And God bless her.
Yeah.
She needed a little break to, you know, because it's hard work being her. It's hard.
Yeah,
like, we've all seen the way her mind works. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be her.
No.
Although she brings a certain substance to the show, which is the fact that I don't lose my voice because we've talked a lot
you
today.
You have.
A lot.
Yeah.
It's 2.5 hours. It's hard yards. Cheers. Ciao.
That's
bye.
We're up.
Bye.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.